From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City. Felix, I think the apocalypse is coming. It's thundering. It's like a thunderstorm. It's so bad. I repent. I repent for all my sins.
Well, before it comes to an end, let's get another show of new music in so we can have a nice soundtrack as we go out, okay?
This is the song La Noche y el Huracán. It's kind of appropriate.
Appropriately enough.
By the Mexican band Centauros.
Me encontré abrazando al sol mientras tanto te marchabas, callando la despedida, mis besos se marchitaban.
I really like this track. I like the rhythm of it because it's cyclical. It's like a cycle. It just goes around and around and around. And that's what I really like about this one.
This is a band from Mexico called Centauros. It's kind of like this conglomeration of people from other very successful bands, including the band Troker. They had a funny quote in one interview in which they said, you know, it's just us, except we're now in a band that people pay attention to. and this is an album that I think it's actually a really cool album. It's very, like, kind of chill and nostalgic, but happy. It's called Sombras de Oro. And the single is called La Noche y un Huracán, The Night and a Hurricane.
We're going to stay in Mexico, Jasmine, but we're going to go up to the border. I got something new from the band Nortec Collective. The album is called Motel Baja. This is the third chapter of what they call their border trilogy. Over the last 15 years, they've released three albums that reflected their fascination with fusing norteño music, you know, accordion music, and techno, which 15 years ago was called techno. It's probably now called EDM. Okay, was one of those rare instances where people actually created something completely new, and they got very popular, toured all over the world, all over the United States, and then they started including more outside influences. So their albums, as you can track them, developing their sound. And this, they've decided, is their last album.
Ever?
Ever. This is it. I've been a big fan of theirs from the beginning. And I have to say, I mean, I got to be honest, I wasn't a big fan of this album because it sort of got...
I was going to ask you because I am not big on Nortec. Like, I don't know. I respect them. It's just not exactly my thing. And I remember you saying, I didn't love that album. So I was kind of surprised when I saw it on the list of songs we're going to be playing today.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, as I've mentioned a lot on the show, where we're able to track bands and follow bands from the beginning or almost beginning and see them grow and develop. And what I liked about them initially, like I said, was that amazingly creative fusion of norteño and techno. Okay. But, you know, you got to let these guys grow and you got to let them find other things and find other ways to express themselves. And I think this album reflects where they are now. There's a lot of EDM and there's a lot of electronic music and not so much any elements of norteño, which, you know, it's not what I like to hear, but I got to respect them and watch them grow. Now, what I brought in is this track. It's called Into Your Heaven. It's one of those tracks where they completely expose the DNA of norteño by way of instrumentation. And principally, it's the tuba blaring that polka two-step, and there are splashes of accordion mixed up with way cool electronic sounds and treatments. It's one of those sound collages I really enjoy, and this time it's bubbling along the two-step of norteña banda music.
More than you. More than you. Thank you.
noticed you brought a lot of Brazilian music this week. That's usually me.
It usually is, but I brought two tracks. And what I wanted to do this week was play a little bit of some contemporary Brazilian music, and then also some Brazilian music that I found that is more traditional, more rustic, and has a little bit more history to it. First off is the new album coming out of September by Sergio Mendes. And this track features the great Brazilian vocalist Milton Nascimento. Okay? I have to say that Sergio Mendes is having like his third career, right? He played with Jobim and all the pioneers in the 50s. He came here to the United States in 64. That first album, Sergio Mendes in Brazil 65, really sort of put him on the map. It's sort of a pop Brazilian groove thing that, you know, never got away from authenticity because he's a great pianist.
Right.
And then he did all this, you know, wonderful music. And then he sort of like did his own thing, kind of disappeared for a while. About two or three albums ago, he released an album and he had collaborations with will.i.am, some rappers, some contemporary singers. Jasmine, I went to go see him here in the Washington, D.C. area about 4 months ago. The place was packed out. It was sold out and it was a completely new audience. They were all, I want to say, like mid-30s, maybe early 40s. They were young to me. And they and they were all interested in his collaborations with all these hip-hop and R&B artists, which he does very effectively, and he brings in his whole Brazil thing. He had that place sold out, and his entire tour was sold out. He's got, like I said, this third career going. He's got a new album coming out in September. It's called Magic, and this is a track, like I said, with Milton Nascimento. Again, it reflects a more contemporary sound of Brazilian music as interpreted by one of the pioneers, Sergio Mendes.
I like that.
You do?
What? Of course I am. Oh, now, what?
I thought maybe it would be too smooth jazz-like for you.
Well, no, I just think it has a lot of personality. It has a bite. And you know how I feel about Brazilian music. I feel like somehow, you know, certain record companies take it and, like, make it into elevator music. I just don't get it because, right, you know, bossa and stuff that does sound more smooth jazz, it has, you know, it has a profundity to it, you know, like a density. It's not boring. It's full of emotion. And I think that this is, he captures that really well. It's like that joyousness, like with maybe a little bit of underlying melancholy. I just really love when Brazilian artists don't feel like they have to water themselves down into this like mind-numbing glob of elevator music. And that they can stay true to this amazing musical legacy of Brazil, and not just legacy, but of today. You know, Brazil is a musical giant.
Well said. So here's the second part.
Oh, no.
No, listen. Here's the second part of my little mini Brazilian set. I got an album in the mail, and it's by a guy named Mestre Cupijo. Esso Ritmo. That's the name of the band. Mestre Cupijo is the name of the gentleman. The album is called Siria.
Yes, Mestre means teacher.
Let me give a little bit of background on this. This is a compilation of albums, over six albums that he did. He came of age in a part of Brazil where there were a lot of influences from the, what they call the quilombos, right? The leftover legacy of escaped slaves and all the music and culture in these really remote parts of Brazil. Yeah. He came of age in those areas. And then what he did was he wanted to know more about that music. So he went to go live with the quilombos, and then he stayed there and learned as much about their music as he could. Then he went back to his home, which was in a bigger city. And then he created this music I'd never heard before. It's a fantastic confluence of the African heritage of the music as well as the indigenous music from that area and those areas of the rainforest. And then he mixed in things like cumbia, which was like when he started making these albums in the 60s and 70s. He passed away within this last decade after a long, long life of making music. And he, within Brazilian music and Brazilian musicians, he's well known and respected. And it's a great, great compilation to understand a little bit more about this music. This is a track from the album Siria.
Cadê o anel? Vou tirar sem do meu dedo.
Isn't that great?
Yes. So Quilombo is a town created by runaway slaves. And there were a lot of quilombos in Brazil. You know, when I first came to the U.S., I think when people leave, whether it's their countries or their towns, you are able to see where you came from in a really different light, in a more critical light. And one of the things that I saw, which I always kind of knew about, was just how much racism there is in South America and how much racism in Argentina. And one great example of that is the use of the word quilombo, which in Argentina, in Argentine slang, unfortunately is used to mean a brothel or a mess. Almost like the way some people in the U.S. use the word ghetto. That's so ghetto.
Right.
Sometimes racism and classism are so just incorporated into our everyday language in ways we don't even know about. And I do remember a really good friend of mine, I used the word one time, and she said, you know, don't use that word because you're using it in a really negative way. And it's just, you know, I never even knew about that, even though there's people of African descent in my family. I just used the word without knowing what it meant. And it's a really good, it's really indicative of how sometimes we don't even check our own language, you know?
Okay, we're going to change gears a little bit now. We're going to go into a little bit of hip hop with something you brought in.
Oh, I'm excited about this. This is Princess Nokia. Yeah, yeah. I think you're going to really like this, or you're going to hate it.
Track.
Woohoo!
Oh my gosh.
Success. We're really getting along today.
I know, we're really meshing today. The sparseness of the rhythm, but it was built on something, obviously something traditional. I heard like there could have been like a 6/8 Santeria music or something.
Yes.
You know, there like I just heard a lot in the sparseness of it. And that little chant at the beginning, and the way she mixed up English, and it almost sounds like almost Asian in a way that she was singing. There was a bunch of stuff going on in that track that I really, really dug. Tell us about it.
This was Princess Nokia, previously known as Wavy Spice. And she's an experimental hip-hop artist from Puerto Rico. She lives in New York. This is a song, Yaya, which in Taino being the natives who lived in Puerto Rico before the Spaniards came. Yaya means great spirit. I don't know if you remember, we have heard her before. Remember when DJ Oscar Enye?
Right.
He brought a great song, Versace Hottie, by Princess Nokia. Yeah. And yeah. Which leads me to my next point. She is going to be playing at the Afropunk Festival, which is happening in New York this Saturday, the 23rd, and Sunday. And not only is she going to be playing, DJ Oscar and Enya will be playing. Our beloved Gecko Jones is going to be playing. Kind of cool that most of the Latin lineup at the Afropunk Festival is an alt-Latino alumni.
The Afropunk Show Festival is a collection of punk musicians, independent musicians, some hip-hop artists. It's just a very impressive array of independent, very creative artists that are playing at a bunch of stages in New York. You know, we don't live in New York. A lot of people don't live in New York. But for me, sometimes it's enough to know that something like that is happening and you never know what can come out of it. So all props to the people who put that together and all props to the people who are playing that and get their music out there. This is great. And we're going to wrap up the show with another one of your tracks.
Another festival that I wasn't able to go to, but a lot of my friends went to. This was the Santurce Es Ley Festival. Lots of friends in Puerto Rico told me it was awesome. And if I had gone, I would have really wanted to see, well, I would have wanted to see everyone. Fofé y Los Fetiches, Álvaro Díaz. Had I been able to go to the festival, I would have wanted to play Icols Santiago. He's a Puerto Rican rapper, and this is the song Mili, about a woman who raised him.
Te doy gracias porque ayer no te latí. Tu extraña forma daba como un misil, tan certera con tu blanco y bien poco sonreír. Fuiste una dama, ahora defines vivir. Yo, te refugiaste en el niño de tu hermana menor, aquel menor de dos hermanos que por algo tocó aquellas puertas gigantescas de tu reino. Un bastardo fue ese dardo de tu sueño. Complicaciones de salud a tan temprana edad te hicieron seria y sensible para cuidar. Me enseñaste aquel campo en donde te criaste, esas montañas en mi cosechaste, aquel café con el quesito y las tostadas. Abuela Paula en la cocina siempre decoraba, no titubeabas con el mocho pa' meterte monte adentro. Una jíbara sofisticada en mis versos, tan pendiente a mi mochila, me sacaste de la pública, pagaste un colegio retomando de mi brújula. Tus tutorías y regaños fueron limas, fue tu empeño, fueron baños, sí. Aún recuerdo tu intercambio verbal, temperatura alta con mi mamá. Fuiste honesta en cada línea y clara ante tal mediocridad. La crianza de tu padre solía respirar. Me ingresaste en el básquet por mi estatura, sin saber que eso se convirtiera en la sutura entre el deporte y el trabajo grupal. Uniste piezas poco a poco, siempre natural. Sí, le habla usted, mi señora. Sigues estando dentro de mi cantinflora.
In sync this week. I love this track. I really like this track a lot.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, man, something special is happening in Puerto Rico. We got a lot of, well, you know, that sounds weird because, yeah, in addition to the fact that it's pretty busted up financially, but I think in times of crisis, great art surges, right?
That's right.
And I think some amazing art and music is coming out of Puerto Rico.
I like this song so much, I hate talking over it, but we do have to bring this show to a close. We had six very, very, very different tracks that I think we all agreed on. So let's.
Sure.
Oh, well, okay. Sorry, one of them you didn't agree on. Okay, but let's just leave it at that, and let's remind people because we are talking over this track. You can hear this track and the rest of them in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And you guys should follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
I'm Jasmine Geist in Mexico City. I'm still here. The thunder did not take me away. I was not struck by lightning.
That is very good to know.
I'm going to go back to a life of sin and debauchery.
Okay, you can report back.
Okay, I will. Le hablo de mi señora. Sigues estando dentro de mi cantimplora. Siempre conmigo, soy semilla de tu flora. Navega siempre con tu espíritu en mi zona. Billy, le hablo a usted, mi señora. Sigues estando dentro de mi cantimplora. Siempre conmigo, soy semilla de tu flora. Navega siempre con tu espíritu en mi zona.
En dedicación a Doña Hilda Milagros, Rivera Santiago. Te amo, Titi.